turn now to Chicago, where city officials are expected to release dash cam video of a 2014 police shooting that Mayor Rahm Emanuel describes as profoundly hideous. The video reportedly shows white police officer Jason Van Dyke jumping out of his squad car and shooting black teenager Laquan McDonald 16 times, even after he fell to the ground. Van Dyke is being charged with first-degree murder. This morning, he turned himself in at a Chicago courthouse. And tensions have been on the rise in the city. Chicago is bracing for protests. Joining us now with more is Corey Brooks, pastor of the New Beginnings Church of Chicago. Pastor Brooks, welcome back.
Thank you for having me on the show once again. We greatly appreciate it.
First of all, let me ask you, have you seen the dash cam video?
I have not seen the dash cam video. I've had it described to me by a couple of people, and specifically the mayor himself on a meeting yesterday that we had with him face to face. He described it as hideous and horrific. So I can only imagine if the mayor of our city describes it as hideous and horrific, I can only imagine what some young African-American male on the south sides and west sides of Chicago is going to think.
So you met with Mayor Rahm Emanuel last night. How did that meeting go? I'm seeing reports here that emotions were running so high. People were saying that protests that might happen, no one could may be able to stop them.
Yeah, we wanted to make it clear that we want to make sure that there's peaceful protests in our city. But at the same time, we don't want to be held responsible as the faith community if those demonstrations turn into something different. But we're going to do everything we can to make sure that they're peaceful and that people have a right to their First Amendment rights. But we are really, really concerned that it could get out of hand. We don't want it to happen. We're praying that it doesn't happen. We're going to work so that it doesn't happen. But as you can see from Baltimore and Ferguson and other places, that the potential is definitely there.
Can you describe the mood in Chicago right now?
You know, I've talked to a lot of grassroots organizers, and I've talked to a lot of people just here locally on the South Side. And the truth of the matter is that people are already angry about the conditions of living on the South Sides and West Sides of Chicago. We have an economic situation that is deplorable. We have an educational system that is failing us. We have a structural breakdown in our communities. And so people are already frustrated, hopeless, and angry. And this is going to just add, it's like pouring gasoline on a fire.
There's a question here that's lingering, because as we said in the introduction, this incident happened over a year ago, October of 2014. This is an issue that I read that you raised with Mayor Emanuel last night about why has it taken so long for video or further action for the city to take?
Yes, that's one of the things that has a lot of people disturbed, the fact that it would take a whole year to start working toward a conclusion of this matter is very disturbing. His answer to the question was that it was under investigation. And the fact that this person, even though he was put on desk duty, this is a person that should have been fired. And let me just say this, too, that we don't believe that all cops are bad. There are a lot of great, wonderful policemen who do a great job protecting our city every single day. But the truth of the matter is that there are also some corrupt cops, and it's those corrupt cops that we need to deal with.
Mm. Now, I'm not quite sure how to ask this next question, Pastor Brooks, so bear with me, because we got to look at the perspective of the situation from law enforcement's perspective, that the number of times Laquan McDonald was shot is awful, but the situation leading up to it, I mean, that he had allegedly had a knife and he was high on PCP, that in the moment, it's tough to know what to do.
Yeah, I think there were four other policemen who obviously knew what to do. And this other police officer, while they were supposed to have been waiting on a taser gun, this is what the mayor told us, that this other police officer acted recklessly. These are not my words. These are words from the mayor. This is a police officer who did not protect and serve. This is a police officer who slaughtered an individual.
Come tonight when that video comes out. What is your message for Chicagoans and for people who might be coming into the city as well?
Well, I do know that there are people who are coming into the city. I talked to the Department of Justice earlier, and they have intelligence that people are already starting to come into the city. And so my message to them is going to be, listen, please, we need peaceful demonstrations. Please don't destroy our city. And whatever you do, please do not destroy areas that are already economically deprived. It's only going to hurt us even worse. And we're going to be making sure that we have people out there to help keep the peace. So we need everybody to pray. We need everybody to participate, and we need everybody to be on watch.
Well, Corey Brooks is pastor of the New Beginnings Church of Chicago. Pastor Brooks, thank you.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me on your show.